Today we're going to learn about some life lessons that I have had the privilege of teaching to my daughter over the last 2 days, and she has had the pleasure of learning. Welcome back to the show, babe.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's start off. We're going to go back a few days, okay? We're going to go back. We're going to talk about that. What was that test that you took? What was it called?
Word Master's List 2.
Can you talk into the microphone and tell them what it was?
It was Word Master's List 2.
Okay. What does that mean? Tell the audience what that means.
So in LARC, we have to do, like, we study for these very hard tests with words that we may not know, and we have to learn that. So I took a test, and I got a 3 on it.
Okay. A 3 out of what?
20.
Okay. It was a multiple choice test, yeah?
Yeah.
And when I took it, without looking at the words at all, do you remember what grade I got?
5.
5. So I was just guessing random letters for every answer, and I got a 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So getting a 3, not the best score. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. How did you feel when you got the 3? Into the microphone. Make sure you're talking into the microphone.
I felt very sad, and I couldn't do anything.
What do you mean you felt sad?
Like, I felt sad, like I couldn't.
Talking to the mic.
I felt sad, like I couldn't do it.
And how did it feel to feel like you couldn't do it?
Like bad, because on my other test, Word Master's List 1, I got a 15. Mm-hmm. And that's way better than a 3.
It's way better than a 3. Do you remember the word that you described, that you used to describe to me how it made you feel? It wasn't sad when you said it.
Frustrated?
Frustrated would have been a good word. It was a different one. It was in the car. We were driving home from the library. Do you remember what you said?
No.
You said it made you feel stupid. Like you were stupid.
No, you said that.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said, oh, so it makes you feel like you're stupid?
Oh, I asked you that.
Yes.
And then what did you say?
Sort of.
Okay. And keep going. Tell more of the story. Somehow I remember it, but tell more of the story.
Like what story? The one with my word masters?
What happened after you said, or, well, we'll have to run the tape back to say who said that you felt like you were stupid. What did I ask you after that? Do you remember?
How do you feel like that?
I asked you, are you stupid?
And I said no.
Right. And what did we say then? We're going to do what?
I'm going to practice, and try to not get a 3 or higher.
Okay. That's later. So you're taking the, whatchamacallit? You're giving away the lead. So do you remember when I said to you, you're not stupid?
Yeah.
You were just what?
I was just not practicing.
You were not prepared, right?
Yeah, I'm not prepared. I was looking for it. I knew it started with a P, and then it wasn't practice, but I just used the word practice.
That's okay. Something. So it was, you're not stupid. You were what?
I was not prepared.
Right. And how did it make you feel to be not prepared and to get a 3 out of 20?
Like, sort of embarrassed, frustrated, and so many other different feelings.
Okay. And then I asked you, is that how you want to feel next time you take that test?
And
right?
I said, definitely not.
Okay. And what did I say? And what did I say to you about that?
You said, well, then you have to practice, and get ready to prepare.
You have to prepare?
Yeah, prepare. I can't say it.
That's okay. Do you remember the part where I said to you, it's good that you feel that way?
Yeah, because you said...
Into the mic.
You said it was, like, good that you felt... I totally forgot.
Pain?
Pain.
Mm-hmm. Why was it good?
So I learned.
Mm-hmm. And then when you talked to me about why you didn't prepare, do you remember what you said the reason was?
Because I lost my cards.
Mm-hmm.
But since Tess left,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get to study with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any time to.
And what else did you say was the reason? Who else?
My sisters were kind of bugging me and wanted me to play with them over and over, and I couldn't study.
Okay, into the microphone. And then so I heard you. Your sisters were bugging you. They wanted to play with you over and over, and you couldn't study. And then what did we talk about after that to make sure that that's never a problem again?
I can ask for some space,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes I get scared doing that, like, get scared. I don't know why.
It's okay. What's most important, though, is that you know it's not your sisters. It's you choosing to stay where you are, right? Or to let them keep bugging you to play.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, who is the person who is responsible for you preparing or you not preparing? Into the microphone.
Me.
Beautiful. I love it. Next thing that happened was you went to the doctor and got some blood work done.
Exactly.
And at the doctor, they said, what was a little bit high on your blood work? Do you remember?
Like 126?
126 was the number. 123 was the number. What were they testing for? What was that number about?
My blood sugar?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so then what did we have to do about that?
We had to come back today,
mm-hmm.
and then we had to get my blood taken again in the exact same spot.
Yep.
So then now I have a
marking. Into the mic?
Now I have a marking on my arm, and my blood rate is 96.
96, which is much more healthy, right?
Yeah.
And what's the big difference? What made your blood sugar go so high?
What I ate for breakfast, and this time I didn't eat anything for breakfast.
And so what did you learn about the kinds of foods that you need to be eating
or drink anything?
And so what did you learn about the kinds of foods that you need to eat less often and the kinds of foods you need to eat more often?
More like...
Into the mic?
Some more like... I should not be eating as much candy,
mm-hmm.
and things like that, and then... I shouldn't not.
Mike?
No. I should not. He said like something about fat. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
So that was different. That was, we were talking about your cholesterol, which is fine. He okay. was just talking about, he was teaching you about foods, which was great. We love Dr. Matt. And were you excited to go get your blood drawn today, or were you a little bit scared?
I was scared, even though that I just got it like 2 days ago.
And so how did you get yourself to go, even though you were scared? Into the mic.
You pushed me.
I pushed you how?
Like, you made my bravery stay.
I made your what?
Bravery stay and not go.
How did I make your bravery stay and not go? You never told me that. It's really cool.
So when I'm with Mom, I always feel...
Into the mic.
I'm speaking very loud.
I know, but you got to speak loud into the mic. Go ahead.
You aren't.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
When I'm with Mom, I kind of feel like more scared or in a way.
Okay.
But then when I'm with you,
mm-hmm.
it's easier. And... it helps.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And
Mom's the loving one. Dad is the forcing one.
So you don't feel the love from me?
Nope.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah, right. So and what did we do today? Into the microphone.
I know.
What do we do?
Sky Zone.
Well, so tell people what Sky Zone is because they don't know.
So Sky Zone is like where you do all these things, these cool things, like up in the air. Like Dad did this slide, that he didn't think that he could do and that he got very scared, but then he forced himself because he knows, oh, if I don't do this, Mac's not going to listen to me anymore if I tell her to do brave things. So he did it, and then I still didn't want to do it.
That's okay that you didn't do it. And that's a very true story. For people who are listening to this, the slides, I don't love heights. And this was like straight down, right?
Yeah, it was like straight down and then curved straight up and then you would go flying.
Yeah, so it was like 30 feet probably. Would you, about that, you think?
More,
you think?
35
feet. Okay, we'll settle on 35. 35 feet, according to you.
Mackenzie.
And you have to wear like one of those, not like a potato sack because that would be too thin. It was like a cushion that I had to lay on, right?
Yeah, and he scraped his arm.
Yeah, it was. We had no doubt something like that was going to happen. But you shoot straight down and then it spits you out onto this big air mattress.
Yeah, but he didn't go far.
Oh, it didn't go far enough for you? We have the whole thing on video, so we can run that back and make some determinations. But the truth is,
he did not go far.
I was legitimately concerned that if I was at the top, and I'm telling you the truth right now. I always tell you the truth. I was at the top, and I did not want to do it.
You could tell me a little white lie.
What are you talking about?
I heard you.
I do not tell you white lies.
You do.
What's a white lie I told you?
The one where you wanted to keep something secret from me, but you had to tell a white lie saying that you didn't have it.
What was it?
I forgot. But I know it was something because
you're probably right. When I want to surprise you with something that I want you to enjoy, I don't want you to know about it beforehand, so I lie about it.
A white lie.
So about the slide, I really was afraid. I was really uncomfortable. I did not like it.
Yeah, and the person up there was like, just lie down and go. Yeah. Lie down and go.
And what went through my head is if I don't do this, when I ask you to do difficult and scary things, you're going to be able to look back and say, what about that time that you were afraid of that slide and you didn't do it? Why do I have to do it? And so that was what was going through my head. I said, there was no way I can come down. I have to do this. And so I did it.
Yeah, but it took him like 5 minutes.
It took me longer than it should have. We had the video. It wasn't 5 minutes, but it was not quick. So
my arms got tired when I was trying to hold it, so I dropped the phone, and then I had to pick it up and then film him, and then it was like another minute until he went down.
Well, I don't know who that's worse on, if that's worse on me or if it's worse on you for not being able to hold the camera for that long.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely on you.
Okay, so take-home lessons here. Let's give some simple lessons here. Tell them about what we're going to do anytime we have a test coming up, anytime that we get new information and we want to make sure that we learn it. Are we going to wait until the night before the test to study?
No.
Okay. What are we going to do? And when are we going to
study, study, study every day?
Okay. And then, and because we, why do we do that?
So I don't fail and get another 3.
How about so that you do get what? Instead of avoiding a 3, what do you want it? What do you want to feel like?
Like a 15, like what I got last time.
How would that make you feel?
Very delighted and better.
Okay, good.
But then this test was actually harder. But one of my friends got a 17.
Yeah, so we know it was doable. You just weren't prepared.
Yeah, and then another one was I got the lowest thing and the lowest score. And my teacher said that this test was harder, and it definitely was, because last time I got a 15, and this time I get a 3.
Well, your teacher was trying to make you feel good. You want to hear a story from behind the scenes that you don't know?
What?
Your teacher called the house before she gave you the test, before she gave you the test back, and she said, "I want to give you guys a heads up. Your daughter got a 3 out of 20, and I know that she cares a lot." And so she's probably going to be very upset about it. And I just wanted to alert you ahead of time so that you were ready. I don't know what, how you want to handle it or what you want to say to her. And me and your mom told her, it was mostly your mom, actually. Actually, it was all your mom. Your mom told her, but I don't know what you did. She told her, we knew this was going to happen. We watched her not prepare for this one like she did for the last one. And we wanted her to have this experience so that she could learn what it feels like to fail. Because
you wanted me to fail?
Yeah, I wanted you to feel failure. We both wanted you to feel failure so that you would understand what it's like and how painful it can be. And more...
It's very painful. Okay, I'm gonna...
Stop yelling. And more importantly, we wanted to make sure that you knew you can fail and you can recover. And you're still able to succeed. Did it do that for you?
Very much so.
Great. Anything you'd like to tell the listeners before we wrap up this podcast?
So I have one more Wordmasters test to go.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's go time to prepare.
Love it. All right. Good lessons. I appreciate you joining me on the podcast again today.
Okay. Thank you.
Tell him to turn pro.
Turn pro. Boom, chakalaka.